Found guilty and now sentenced, Congolese warlord Thomas Lubanga is the first person to be imprisoned by the ICC.
Pursuant to Article 78(3) of the statute, the total period of imprisonment on the basis of the joint sentence is 14 years imprisonment.
We get reaction to the verdict. Is the sentence too short?
Lubanga is now 51 and he may come out in 58. It's still an age for someone who is used to kill to continue killing.
Plus, Egypt's parliament challenges the authority of the armed forces. Convicted in March for using and recruiting child soldiers and today sentenced for those crimes in The Hague. The former Congolese warlord Thomas Lubanga this morning heard Adrian Fulford, the presiding judge at the International Criminal Court, deliver his fate.
Taking into account all the factors that we have discussed, the majority sentences Mr. Lubanga first for having committed jointly with other persons the crime of conscripting children under the age of 15 into the UPC to 13 years imprisonment. For having committed jointly with other persons the crime of enlisting children under the age of 15 years into the UPC to 12 years imprisonment. And third, for having committed jointly with other persons the crime of using children under the age of 15 to participate actively in hostilities to 14 years imprisonment. Pursuant to Article 78(3) of the statute, the total period of imprisonment on the basis of the joint sentence is 14 years imprisonment.
That was Adrian Fulford, the ICC's presiding judge in The Hague, delivering what is the court's first sentencing. Lubanga then got 14 years, but he should be out in 8 as the court takes into account the time he's already been in ICC custody. But who is Thomas Lubanga? Richard Hamilton looks back at his military career as the leader of one of the main rebel factions in the DRC, the Union of Congolese Patriots.
At least 50,000 people were killed in the Ituri region of Oriental Province in eastern DR Congo between 1999 and 2003 in an ethnic struggle that set Lubanga's Union of Congolese Patriots, or UPC, representing the Hema people, against militias from the Lendu community. It was a local conflict at the height of what's known as the Second Congolese War, in which Uganda and Rwanda backed proxy rebel groups to try to unseat President Laurent Kabila, who was supported by other nations such as Zimbabwe and Angola. The war also became a scramble for the country's mineral wealth. Thomas Lubanga was initially a military commander in the pro-Ugandan rebel group the Rally for Democracy Liberation Movement, or RCDML, but he was sidelined from this force and split away to form the UPC and its military wing, the FPLC. Although Lubanga was at one point an ally of the militia leader Bosco Ntaganda in Ituri, that conflict should not be confused with the ongoing fighting in North Kivu. 51-year-old Lubanga has a degree in psychology from the University of Kisangani and is married with 7 children. He was first arrested in 2005 and guarded in one of Kinshasa's most luxurious hotels. A year later, he cried as he waved goodbye to his home country and was flown to The Hague. Although the prosecution was pushing for 30 years imprisonment, it's thought that the ICC imposed a more lenient sentence because he had cooperated and shown a respectful attitude during proceedings. As he's been in custody since 2005, his sentence only has 8 more years to run.
The BBC's Richard Hamilton. So what was the reaction to the sentencing? The Congolese government in Kinshasa has welcomed it, but perhaps not surprisingly, those close to Lubanga are not so happy. Here's his sister, Angèle Zasiwipa.
Thomas Lubanga is innocent of all these charges. He doesn't deserve this. Everything that's happened in the Ituri province hasn't been caused by Thomas Lubanga only. On the contrary, he saved the people of Ituri. The international community knows the reality, but they don't want to be fair. As Thomas Lubanga is sentenced to 14 years in jail, I would like his lawyers to appeal because we don't like this judgment. 14 years is a long time. We, his family, have hoped for his return. But now, with all this, we are crying. It's too much. He doesn't deserve this.
La famille pleure. C'est beaucoup. Il ne mérite pas ça.
That was Angele Zasiwipa, the sister of Thomas Lubanga. Well, the sentencing was also being monitored by the Congolese community living in neighboring countries where they were forced to flee after the atrocities in which Lubanga is implicated. One of those who followed proceedings in The Hague today is William Cherichi, who runs a DRC human rights organization based in Nairobi. He gave me his reaction.
According to what he has done in Congo and the pain people are passing through, I think the court should go more high than that. His colleague, the General Bosco Ntaganda, still free and he's still arising soldiers against the Congolese government. At the same time, they are still killing people and acting like they don't care.
But surely this will act as something of a deterrent, the fact that Mr. Lubanga has been held to account in an international court. It's a case that has been given wide coverage and has international significance. That would send a signal, a sign to other people who are perhaps engaging in similar acts.
Yes, I agree with you that it's something like a lesson to others. But Lubanga is now 51 and he may come out in 58. It's still an age for someone who is used to kill, to continue killing. But if they could maintain him up to 70 years or 8, I think it could help us to make the end of what they are doing in Congo.
Now, Mr. Lubanga was found guilty of using and recruiting child soldiers. How do you think they'll view this verdict today?
We, as Congolese, who are living alive, who have seen alive what he has done, who are every day with people who are still suffering because of what he has done, I think for sure the families who are lost their children, and it's not only one child, it's almost the whole the area where Lubanga has been recruiting children. You see, I don't have words. People are suffering.
That was William Turichi, who runs a Congolese human rights organization, speaking to me from Nairobi.